We have about a 45-minute talk and then 45-minute questions and answers. Can you all hear me? Do you all have the interpretation and everything's okay? Again, turn off your cell phones, please. And as quickly as possible, take your seats. In the nearest chair, just take a seat. It doesn't matter next to whom. What song are we going to sing together? Or maybe a tune, a melody? Which one? One man and one heart. Okay. Can we hear it? Yeah?
מסתכלים על הגופים במקום בנשמות, כולם רוצים עוד לעצמם, רוצים בלי שאלות. השנאה שמתגברת, הקנאה והדמעות, רוצים לצאת מהקופסה, להתעורר, כי ככה אי אפשר לחיות. אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שמתקן את הכוונה, אחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו, אם נאמר כולנו יחד אמן. נחזור להיות כולנו חלקים של השלם. ונתעורר מהחלום. לא כל זה מציאות והתסכול רק מתגבר, לא מוצאים את האיזון ובתוכנו המשבר. מסביבנו אסונות, תאונות ומלחמות, וזה לא ייפסק אם לא נאחד את הרצונות. אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שנתקן את הכוונה, נחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו, אם נאמר כולנו יחד אמן. נחזור להיות כולנו של השלם. היום נעיר את הנשמה ונתעורר מהחלום. אף אדם לא לבד, כולנו איש אחד בלב אחד. אף אדם לא לבד, כולנו איש אחד בלב אחד.
Okay, this was done by the request of the Mexico group. Okay. They told me I have to talk about free choice now. It's no joke. I'm not the one calling the shots here. You think, maybe the women. I Every morning I come to the lesson, I don't know what I'm going to teach. Owen or some other guys, normally Owen does. He tells me, today we're going to study this and that. That's it. It's a good thing to ask, because normally alone I wouldn't be able to talk. And really, when I come to the lesson, I don't know anything. I'm totally empty. All the states are going through this and that. You know, do you ever see me in a lesson in a state of down, unable to talk? Already? So why doesn't it happen? Because I connect to the deficiency of the students. And when I connect to their deficiency, that's it. I never feel I'm out of it. I'm working on them. So, on theirs. So, before the lesson, I can come here dragging myself on my forest with nothing in my mind, in my heart, totally. But when I come, I feel the group, and I can live accordingly. Everyone should try to do the same. I'm serious. Everyone should try to do the same, and he'll never feel that he's falling. And the minute he leaves, he does fall. And perhaps we remember the example of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. There was a sage about 2,500 years ago who was a great sage. He lived in a village, and he was very poor, and he had students, a small group. And when rich people came to him from a big city and told him, come to us, we'll build you an academy, you'll be a great sage, famous all over the land, he said, I can't leave my students because here is where I am wise. The minute I leave them, I become like you, a fool. Just as you are foolish, I will be like that. Because it all depends on the society, the environment. So now, we will study about the free choice that depends entirely on the environment. We learn from life that as much as we try to change something in life, we can see that it doesn't work. Today, humanity is discovering this crisis because we always want to do good, and it comes out the way it usually does. And so when people go through decades like that, at 50 or 60 or 70, they look back at life, and it doesn't seem to them that it was them. That's how, you know, did we do this? Did we do anything? Did we do all these things? Did we go all these places? It's as if it's not me. And this is very surprising, because the still vegetative animate animals all behave, all just conduct themselves without thinking about life. And even the most ordinary person gradually evolves into a place where he asks, how am I living? How do I determine my future? An animal doesn't think a second forward. It's got what it's got, but it doesn't have what it doesn't have. It's attached to the moment. But people think about the future. And it seems to them like they can build their futures. Like they can somehow come to a point where they determine their futures. But it doesn't work. They think they are free. Where do we get that sensation that we are free? And in truth, nature does push us to be free. Bala Sulam writes, and we can see that no animal wants to be caged in some zoo. They all want to break free. Humanity too. The more people develop, the more they demand freedom. Previously, we were slaves many lives ago, and we were happy. Then it wasn't enough. We need to be freer, connected to a king, and freer still, more and more so until today. People want to be completely free without any obligations of family, kids, government, no boundaries. They just want to be free. What do people get that sensation that they are not free? Is there a free choice? When we examine nature, we see that in nature there are only two forces, positive and negative. Or as we learn in Kabbalah, there's a light and there's a kli. There's a pushing force and an attracting force, a pulling force. And the two, the plus, the minus, the electron, the proton, creates every component, element in nature. We too are drawn forward by pleasures I want, or I am running away from some pain as if a lion, like a lion is chasing me or something like that. So that's how these two forces affect us. And they determine where we go, the pace of our escape from troubles, or the direction towards the pleasures we see. So we subconsciously calculate, always subconsciously calculate, which is more worth it, this or that. I'm constantly calculating. That's how I'm built. So, all in all, within me is a software, like a computer. And that software constantly calculates only one thing. Which is better? The maximum gain for the minimum effort. And I work accordingly all the time, from infants to grown-ups, wise, smart people. So our whole lives are between the suffering and the pleasures. So where is their free choice? We're not free. None of us. If I'm inside of nature, besides I'm born not to a family of my choice, I did not receive the education of my choice, my friends, my school, my country, my language, my nationality, nothing. No one asked me about anything. When I reach puberty, say I'm 20, standing in opposite life, and everything in me by which I will now advance in life is not my own. It is what I was given. I was made that way. I was procreated. So where am I? And from here on, I'm still dependent on society, on what's in vogue, on public opinion, on what's worth it, what's not. It's all predetermined. It's all determined from the outside. And I'm just following what they determine for me, my environment, and the education and the qualities that I was born with. So where am I? It is unknown where am I and who am I? Where is there a point here where I am free, and from it I am free to make any, to determine anything? Besides, all kinds of biologists now say, and geneticists are saying, you know what? It's all up to the genes. If he is a thief, it's a gene for stealing. If he is a liar, he's got a gene for lying. If he's a drug addict, if he's a pervert, it's all in his genes. So where's the reward? Where's the punishment? Where's the human being who commits a sin or some good thing? It all just, it's a result. This is an outcome of what? Something that's turning inside of me, producing all these actions. So, in the end, we have no free choice. And the wisdom of Kabbalah had explained it thousands of years ago. And now, scientific research is validating it. But anyone who is told that is shivers. We cannot agree that we are machines controlled by software powers, and that we're not free, because I don't feel that way. And in truth, there's a big contradiction here. Why nature created us this way, that we have this illusion that we are free. No other creature but man has this question. And these questions don't come to everyone, but to develop people. We're beginning to ask, what am I? Who am I? Where is my free action? For what purpose? What am I living for? Etc. Then such a person gradually begins to discover the place of his choice. And if we analyze this place of choice, we end up with a very narrow spot. It's just a dot, really. Not even an area, but just a dot. And that dot is, as I drew in the previous lesson, is just, are we, that's me, is running me, can I connect to others, give to them in such a way that they will give back to me, to connect into them, because I am nature. I am my nature. And in that nature, I am completely a puppet on a string. I have no free choice whatsoever here. No choice, no free choice. Nature leads us, each of us. We're drawn through nature and through all of our the incarnations we've gone through up to this incarnation. My free choice is in being able to connect an environment to myself, and in it determines spiritual development. In the corporal life, there is no choice. As we were born, as we lived as children, we continue with our lives. We're made already, like as if we're out of the oven, baked, and that's how we continue through life. We cannot change to such an extent that we have examples in our lives. If two twins are born, one is thrown to the other side of the world, the other is on the other side. At 30 or 40 or 50 years later, you can see when they meet that they married the same type of women. They call their kids by the same names. They live in similar houses without ever seeing each other. It's a sign that everything is rooted in them.
And so it is in our life. Although we're in some kind of an imagination that we are free, but we're actually like animals. The only choice we have is the choice of the spiritual development, and it truly says so, that all are deemed as beasts. We, in our corporeal lives, we're beasts, like, and we are on the living degree. There is no preferability to man over beast in anything. But if a person wishes to grow to the degree of man, to compare, to become like the Creator, to resemble divinity, Adam from the word similar to the Creator, then there and only there, not on the plane of this world called the living degree, but on the degree of the spiritual world, which is called the speaking, there can we develop freely. There is the freedom of choice, and also there, the freedom of choice, both there, it's not like we might think that you can go wild and do anything you feel like. You can't do it there either, but the sages explain that our choice there is only in the environment, meaning both in what I have here on the inside, the point, you see it? This point is the point in the heart. It is the preliminary reshimo, spiritual one. So I can realize this reshimo like a seed I put into the ground. I put a seed in the ground, and if the soil gives that seed all the salt it needs, all the manure, everything, the warmth, the moisture from above, there's sun and, you know, nice fresh air, then the seed, it gives fruit. It grows to be a tree, or it all depends on the environment. The environment could make that seed from a very nice, beautiful, fruitful tree, and it depends how we take care of that seed. Or the environment could influence the seed so that it will rot in the ground and nothing will come out of it. Or something could come out of it, but we won't even see the fruits. It all depends on the environment, but it's for sure that from a seed of potatoes, there will come potatoes, wheat and wheat. Nothing will change, and also the form they will take throughout the process, and also this process is predetermined in the seed. The program of development, but in total, the quality, the better it can become, this is what we can influence by the environment, and this is the whole wisdom of agriculture, and it's the same with the wisdom of education, the science of education. The better the environment around the baby, the better the person that will grow out of that baby, or some miserable person who is a thief, etc., etc., etc. We see that everything depends on the environment here. Us not being able to determine upon ourselves what kind of environment will I have, it's on purpose. In order for us not to think, not to delude ourselves that we are free in this world, but only with respect to spirituality we have free choice. If we build for the point in the heart, for the reshimo, for the seed, if we build a good environment for it, a good environment, then it works on us in return. It works back on my reshimo. And accordingly do I quickly develop. This is actually our whole secret, that we have to build an environment, and therefore do we constantly care for a strong environment, as strong as possible, as broad as possible, because there are heroes in quantity, and as strong as possible, hero in quality. Each and every one shall feel, as a result of the environment, two distinctions. Without the environment, he is incapable of growing, like a seed in the ground, and 100% depending on the environment. This is the first thing. And the second thing, the Creator, he arranges an environment for us, and we actually determine our environment. How is this possible? We're being brought here, for instance, to the group. Here we have 5,000 people. In the evening, there will be more than 6,000 people here. And it doesn't matter. It could be a small environment or a large environment, great sages or small sages or people who are not sages nor wise at all. It depends on their desires. What is important for them? If for them important is to become and reach the degree of man, of Adam, it's enough for me, even though they're small. If I nullify myself with respect to them, they work on me. Like with the example I put in the beginning with Rabbi Yossi, this great sage from 2,500 years ago. What did he say? If I leave my students, and they're small and they're only in the beginning of their path. But I, who connects to them, I receive from them. I receive from them impression, importance, because in truth, the good environment which I refer to this way is the world of infinity, Olam HaEinsof, the corrected Olam HaEinsof. It is the whole general soul. The whole general corrected soul. It's actually Adam HaRishon. And if so, it's enough for me, it's sufficient. And it doesn't matter how they look and how much they know. If I surrender myself, I nullify myself before them, I do not get from them according to their understanding and intention and what they feel, but I receive from within this power that exists within them on the degree on which they're corrected. They themselves don't even know about it. Therefore, we have to understand that we have no criticism over the group. It's forbidden to criticize the group. The moment I nullify myself, then I receive from them according to the measure to which I nullify myself. If I'm capable of doing it, I enjoy the connection that exists here and receive from it a kli, corrected kli, to the extent to which I can nullify, subjugate myself. If I can nullify myself upon my ego as much as it grows and each time I have additional disturbances, then accordingly do I determine my spiritual degree. And therefore, in the connection between us, do we achieve the realization of the free choice? By this, a person, he becomes the one who determines spiritual path. Look. Our ego grows each and every moment. By this, man, he differs from a beast. He grows and grows and grows. This is like Mount Sinai, like a mountain of hatred. And if I climb above my ego, the ego says that I have to disregard everyone, that I'm greater than everyone, I have to use everyone. They have to nullify them. I have to subjugate them under myself. And if I overcome my ego each and every time and I nullify my ego, and as small as the group might be, but according to its stature, accordingly do I receive the greatness. I rise, I climb my ego with respect to that group. I climb upon it, over it, meaning that my ascent, it depends. I have the group as my ethylon, as a scale. If I nullify myself with respect to the group, then it completely doesn't matter the stature of the group. But the stature to which I rise, it depends on my ego. If my ego has grown to the 125th step or degree, then I've risen to the final correction. And each time I nullify myself with respect to the group, I receive from them, not how they are here, but like we learn, that it's really not according to the attainment of the friends, but according to what's in there, and the group is in the final correction, as the Kabbalists write us. We're all in Gemala Tikkun, the final correction, only not according to how we feel, not according to our revelation. And this is how I'm capable of doing it. Therefore, there is the free choice only in spiritual ascent. And all the rest, and no matter how much it seems to us that we choose something, we don't choose. There's already scientific testimony to it, both psychologists and those who work in genetics, they tell us about this. As a result, we also understand what's happening to us in the world today. Those wise in the sciences of this world, meaning all of our economists and the rulers of the world, they think that they can change something from what's happening with us today. They think of returning to the previous plan they had before, to the same net and connection between us that we had before the crisis. There is no returnal. They think that they can determine, according to their plan, something of the future. And we already see in the past 2 months they invested $800 billion. In Russia it was $300 billion. And it's all gone to waste. And it'll continue this way, because they are incapable of changing nature's plan. The only thing that we're capable of changing, if we'll rise today to the place which nature is obliging us to rise to, the degree of connection between us, the degree of love, bestowal, reciprocal bestowal. They are talking about it themselves, that it's impossible to do, that this would be the solution, only there's no strength or force or power to do it, because they don't understand how is it possible to succeed in it. So we need to change man's corporeal nature. It's unchangeable. It's impossible to change our ego, neither to erase it, to restrain it. We see no matter how the more punishments we activate, the more jails do we have to open. The criminals, they don't disappear. But it's possible to do here only one thing. We need to start seeing that the connection between us is actually the Savior. Because the moment we start connecting, that's the place where we will start feeling the force which elevates us above the human ego, and then we'll reach the connection between us and bestowal and love.
So now we can understand why nature had arranged it for us initially that we are not free in our corporate lives, although it seems to us that we are, this confusion, and we're deliberately confused until we end up in a crisis. If I felt that I was not free, I wouldn't be developing in my ego. Because through history, we've been developing through history how? Evolution was only in order to increase the ego. When humanity started from still, then the vegetative, then the animate, and the human speaking, if people felt that they were not free, they'd be finished. They wouldn't extend the animate degree. Only through this fantasy that we're actually doing something did we develop. And in our evolution, we've grown from Avyut, Shorosh, root, 1, 2, 3, and even today's 4. We're only in Bchinah Dalet today. We're beginning to discover that in our corporate lives, we're not free at all. People who are beginning to discover it, some are committing suicide, some go on drugs, some fall into depression, despair. Normally, there are 3 ways from here. As a result of what? As a result of the sensation of having no choice. And the exit from it is if we, through the point in the heart or through explanation, bring them into the society, and through society, achieve a life outside of our bodies where we are animals, to a life where we exist in a sensation of a world outside of our desires to receive, the world of Ein Sof. So the game in society is a very serious game. And if a person doesn't forget that all of our progress, our lives, our fate, everything we can do for ourselves, truly, seriously, not just by imagining it, towards the future, is only put ourselves in an environment that appreciates internal progress, spiritual one. Because in the corporal, animate life, we cannot change a thing. This is why we've gathered here to give this opportunity to every single one. The more we think about it, the more we appreciate the society, the environment, the people, the friends who are here. By that, we will be receiving from them strength to annul our egos, to rise above it. Everyone to the complete and eternal life. So let's all focus not on our corporal lives and in the spiritual life, only on choosing the environment. Because only there, in choosing the environment, where I surrender towards the environment, so it would affect me, the greatness of the goal, only in that is my free choice. You told me, so I'm in the time frame, right? I'm going until 5:30, until 6. I have another hour. Okay, let's start with questions. Anyone wants to come and ask, approach the microphone. Here next to the stage is a microphone for men, another one for women. You're invited. Please. Hello, everyone. First, I want to thank you for what's happening, for what I feel here. It's my first time, and I'm delighted. I just feel wonderful, and thank you so much for what you're doing. My question relates to this. You're talking about the environment. The environment can be supportive, as you're talking about the seed. When the seed has the right environment in terms of rain and wind and so on, it allows the seed to evolve. I come from jail. I did about 25 years in jail. It's surprising. No, they're telling you they're happy you're out. Well, thank you. And you came to us. It's really heartwarming. I'm here because of the sensation and what I'd heard on television by chance. It's exactly that feeling that there's a group here that I can trust, where I can feel at home, that finally allows me to develop spiritually and perhaps also through you, God willing, to connect to those people who are right now in jail that are suffering tremendously because the environment there is very, very difficult. All I'm asking, basically, is how is it possible to, through you, help those people? Thank you. I would answer this way. We mustn't remember the past. For every moment that's passed, a person should say, this is how it should have happened. There's none else besides him. The future depends on us. The more we build the right environment around everyone, from childhood through the oldest age, we have to create a good environment around everyone. You're right, we have to take care of the people who are there and change their environment. Because we see that prisons don't correct people because they don't create an environment over there. They just take a person off out of society so he doesn't do harm, but they don't tend to the individual, to what comes out of him. So people come out of there even worse than they came in. I recommend that you come to us after the Congress, and we'll think together about how we can make sure that we can improve the situation over there. Okay? We already have such examples. We send books to prisons all over the United States. We send books to prisons in Israel. I don't know where it ended up, but we did send them. We also receive occasionally letters with requests or thank you letters for what we're doing, but it's not enough. Perhaps thanks to you, we'll be able to do more in a more focused way. Hello, dear Rav. I'm delighted to be here. I feel like I'm floating. I feel so good. I don't know how to express it. And I want to help, and I want to give the feeling that I have to those around me, especially to children and brothers and sisters. And sometimes I feel, Yigis said that a person has to be ready to receive either a certain wisdom or reason, or, and I feel that sometimes they don't have it, and it's hard. It's hard for them, but they really want to. Is there a way? Maybe those people are hopeless because they don't come to a state of asking. Well, I understand you. Look, we started a TV channel. We invested several millions of shekels into it. Several millions. And besides having maybe 70 or 80 people working on it on the payroll. And the assistance of the whole world, Kli, our students. We're even willing to open an additional TV channel on Hot, on the other provider in Israel. But at the other provider, they're stalling us. There are people who don't like Kabbalah over there. And so they don't want to allow us to be on air there, even though we want to pay for it. Costs us 1,200,000 shekels a year just to be allowed to broadcast through there. For now, they're not letting us. This is one of someone out there who's stalling this permission. We can also go on other channels and explanations to the people, to the audience, as long as we have a chance. We understand that our whole future depends on it. Ours, meaning the whole world, because the whole world today is truly round. You can't talk about a single country. In a few months' time, we'll see how this crisis connects us in such a way that we will discover that this is a very serious business, because when a person opens a refrigerator and has got nothing to give to his kids, it's a big problem. And nature is pushing us very ruthlessly forward. If we don't sweeten it by advancing ourselves before the whip comes to us from behind. So, we're willing to do anything. Let's hope that we'll have other ways by which to bring the knowledge of this wisdom to the public. If there are people whose understanding is limited, will it be difficult for them to come? No. There's not a person who deserves to correct his soul who doesn't understand how to do it. If he's limited, if he's, say, suffers from autism or in some way limited, it's a sign that this is how it should be for the correction of his soul. Because from the root of the soul, it hangs down into the body. So all the qualities we have in the body, one is stingy, the other is generous, another is dominating, another is brilliant, the other is a fool, one is lazy, the other is reckless. It doesn't matter. Everyone, in general, has all the qualities that are needed to correct his soul. So we'll search together in what other ways we can reach the people and the world. Help out. Yes, please.
Good evening. My name is Vladimir. I wanted to ask something about free choice. In fairy tales, man was free thanks to magic. Once he was a snake, another time he was a bird. In order to achieve something. Now, what is the magic in the hands of a modern man in order to be free besides spiritual choice? Thank you. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom, meaning it is a science. It is a science. A science about a hidden world, which for the time being is hidden from us. When we will discover and reveal it, it will no longer be concealed, but the revealed world, all in all. Everything or anything is at first concealed for us, and then it is revealed. 500 years ago, we did not know what electricity is, and now we do know what electricity is. So it was concealed. Now it's revealed. And this is how it is with each and everything in nature. Meaning that in nature, there is no concealed and revealed, but everything is with respect to man, the observer, one who observes nature. If I take off my glasses, what an empty space. There's no one here. If I put my glasses on, oh, where did you appear from? It's the very same thing with us and our world. If you will bring a small child to some instrument, tool, you'll tell him to push this button and something will jump. For him, it's going to be a wonder. It's magic. If you show it to a developed person, he'll tell you there's a mechanism, electrical, mechanical mechanism here which operates things from here. And there's no magic to it at all. There are no miracles. And there are no magicians in the world. But with respect to a person which has not yet developed to see the connection between the things, so let's hope that we shall open up our eyes and see the connection between all these things. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us to do. Therefore, it is called the revealed wisdom. To reveal, and us being now in this world, at the moment we're in the concealed world. It's concealed from us. This is how the Agra, the Vilna Gaon, writes. He says that everything in the world begins with a secret. Because for man, everything is a secret. He doesn't know what's happening behind these walls. And by studying, but studying seriously and the real wisdom of Kabbalah, not some magic, holy waters, red strings, but studies the wisdom. He starts seeing the forces standing behind nature, but he sees them as a scientist. According to the law of there is nothing for the judge but what his eyes see. Then he enters the wisdom of Kabbalah, not magic and miracles. This is something which does not exist. The Ari, he writes about it very
explicitly.
Yes. By the way, you have many articles about this. The wisdom of Kabbalah as a modern science, the wisdom of Kabbalah in philosophy, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, different articles. And to the extent to which I know this wisdom, and I was by my teacher for 13 years, you open your vessels, and accordingly do you discover. Everything works according to the law of equivalence of form. Inside you will have spiritual qualities. Accordingly will an additional part of the world open up for you, which is still concealed. You'll acquire more spiritual qualities. It will open more. This is the law. Please, you. Hello, Rav.
To ask this question about, haven't we already chosen our environment just by being here? And could you elaborate more then on what we're supposed to do if we've already chosen to be here and this is our environment?
This is the translation in Hebrew. Our friend, I believe from St. Louis, if I see correctly, or I don't see that well. She's asking a good question. If we're already here, what can we do? And it says so. You're speaking according to the language of the Torah, according to sources. It says, what should a person do? Is it preferable for a person to be born or not? So it says, the sages sat and thought, is it preferable for a person to be born or not? So they said that, no, better not be born. But if he was already born, then he should reach his correction. He should correct himself. So we're already here, aren't we? So let's reach the correction. Now, how? Only if I see before myself the very general force of the Kli which the Creator has created by the light, which is this whole immense desire, this general soul called the Adam HaRishon. If I see them and myself, I see as a point given the desire to connect to them, then that's it. I have no more than to connect myself to this force. We know that in this form we exist in this point, and with respect to this Kli, we develop ourselves as the Galgalta and Na, the vessels of bestowal, and they for us are the Achab, the vessels of reception. And precisely in the Achab, why precisely there? Why is the wisdom of Kabbalah called the wisdom of reception of Kabbalah? It teaches us how to receive. How to receive, how the true reality existing outside ourselves in all other desires. And how? By bestowing love. There is no more than connection and the correct environment through which we realize this desire. There is an additional problem here. I understand people who ask. I understand the people who are learning with us for a few years now and are asking about this, and I know you now for some years. The problem is, to this day, it's not only with us, but the problem is also with the whole world. We do not only connect to the small group today, which is Bnei Baruch. We're connected today to the whole general Kli, 7 billion. 7 billion people. And therefore, there is a reciprocal influence here, or mutual bestowal. And therefore, on the one hand, there is like this stalling, this holding back till this great force will accumulate, and meanwhile it's not that arranged. Now they start feeling this necessity, the need for this new process, and from them we discover much power, strength, force by the connection between us and a ship as cogwheels. We do reach, we will come to the purpose. Please. Hello, my name is Noy Levo. I will speak briefly. I have a simple question. You talk about this question a lot. We constantly talk about bestowal and about love. So my question is, what is the way to bestow? What is the good way to bestow? This question is not a simple one. It's a cunning question. I'll tell you why. Bala Sulam explains it in the Ummah nation newspaper. To bestow, the whole world is ready to bestow. When I go to a restaurant and I pay the owner of the restaurant, I have to also bestow. I don't steal from him. I give him, but for something in return. Any place I give, I must see some kind of a reward. A reward which is worthwhile for me, otherwise I won't have the fuel. There are many people who run around the different hospitals to help people, different bleeding hearts. They really make wars in order to help people because they have such inner powers that they can't stop. They feel bad and therefore they realize these actions. A person is always between pleasure and suffering. And he's attracted to the pleasure, he escapes the suffering, as a result he has fuel. Otherwise he can't move his finger. If he won't have the energy, and the energy he receives from the fulfillment that he will receive, or from the hope that he will distance himself from the evil, from the bad, one of two. So it turns out that to bestow, there is no bestowal in our world at all. All the bestowal in our world is reception. Net reception, the work of the ego. If we were not, if we wouldn't have received naturally pleasure from our children, our children would have starved to death. I'm not thinking about the children of my neighbor, but I do think about my children because nature obliges me to. Nature has given me the sense of pleasure as a result of giving to them, and the sensation of suffering if I don't. There's no bestow here whatsoever. In our world, there's neither bestowal, nor giving, nor love. There's only a calculation. Max, to receive the maximum and to bestow the minimum. It's neither good nor bad, it's nature. Now, true bestowal is above nature. It's not in our powers at all. It's not in our powers. How is it possible to come to this? Only by the arvut, the bond, as I receive power from above, the force for it from above, that's it. What does it mean from above? I connect to a system. This is me. Connecting to the system and receiving from this system into which I invest in order to connect to them. This is my free choice in society. When I connect to such an environment where this environment brings me back in return, gives to me back in return, the importance of the bestowal, something that's really kind of mad. I can't even dream about it. Man is a result of the breaking of the general soul. The Creator has created to begin with one soul called Adam Rishon. This soul has divided into 7 billion pieces, parts. And each part feels itself separate from all the others. If I want to receive the force, I have to connect back to that very system to try. And from there comes back to me this force, the correcting force. And then I receive the power of bestowal, which is beyond our nature, which is above our nature. Imagine, I absorb everything into myself at the moment, and only into myself. Constant observation, absorbment. I constantly absorb. I want to drink. I take a sip. The pleasure which enters neutralizes my desire. I no longer want to drink. What will I enjoy now? Maybe from smoking a cigarette. Afterwards, I smoke the cigarette. Now maybe I'll take a candy. Meaning each time I have to pursue the pleasures. This is our life. If I receive on the inside, into myself, because the pleasure which comes immediately neutralizes the deficiency. I don't want any longer anything. And if I don't feel that I want something, I don't feel that I'm alive. I need to constantly want something and fulfill myself. Want and fulfill. What kind of different other life is there beside this? Instead of reception, bestowal. Try to come out of yourself. But not like in our world all the bleeding hearts do. It's not like the giving you know in our world from different examples. No. If I come out of myself, above my self-calculations of maximum reception with a minimum investment, beyond it, then I receive in return a general kli of altogether.
From what I feel, the spiritual world is what I feel, not inside, but on the outside.
It's not that I absorb, but that I'm in there, as if come out of my ego. I jump out of it. How can you do this? Only by the power which exists within our society in a concealed fashion, which is called the light. This is the only thing in our free choice. Therefore, only by our free choice can we reach this. This is the only thing in which you have free choice, and all the rest you're a beast without any choice.
Yes, please. Hello. Two questions, with your permission. The first, I feel that there's a contradiction between the desire to surrender and annul the ego on the one hand, and the need to enhance it to make the correction bigger. Oh, wait a minute, I didn't get it. Offset. You're saying in other teachings you're trying to suppress the ego. And here you also talked about surrender and annulment of the ego. How can I exit the ego without canceling it and increase my bestowal? We don't need to work on our egos. We don't need to fight it. And we don't need to rise above it. We need only think about how to unite, to connect to the group. This is what the authors of the Zohar and the sages of Kabbalah write to us. Love their friends as yourself. That's all there is. If you want to rise above your nature, don't think about yourself. If you're working on your ego, but how to exit it, about how to do it, then you're constantly connected to your nature. You need to exit it, rise above it. And rising above it is only by connecting to the environment. When you connect to the environment, this is where you feel and you see the connection, the force that acts in connection with this. You heard about the breaking of the vessels, right? Right. So all that was created is one state, right? The common kli in which there's the light. To give this kli the power to be independent, as we learn in the freedom, each of the parts in this kli were made to feel that they were working independently of others, that they were independent. Why were we given this independence? This independence is our ego. Because through connecting, we learn what it means to be connected, what is this nature of this general clay called the spiritual world. So, in immersing ourselves in bonding is where we discover the force of bonding, this wisdom of connecting to everyone and the bonding itself, the connection itself. When we reach this connection outside of ourselves, then we are in the spiritual world. And what is happening now, the current crisis, is pushing all of us, whether we like to or not. It is pushing us to do it. Until each and every one of us, each and every member of humanity, just imagine if we didn't do anything. Troubles will come until everyone eventually understands that if he doesn't connect to others, he's gone. He's lost. For now, only bankers and politicians are thinking about it. People who feel the system and see that without connection, it doesn't work. Those people who wanted only to eat each other up, today agree that to not eat each other up. Today they agree to compromise, to work together. Why? Because they're beginning to sense that it doesn't work any other way. But otherwise, the world doesn't exist. They're discovering the force of unity and bonding in our world. In other words, through the egoistic system appears the spiritual altruistic system. Whether we like to or not, it's coming. That's why it's called the next world. It's the one that's coming next. So we have no choice. We just need to make it happen faster. So the suffering that come as a result of the discovery will not come upon us in the worst way that's happening now, at least. Because every time we don't advance towards the connection, we have a problem. The global village means that we're all connected. The butterfly effect tells us that we're affecting each other, that we're all dependent on everyone else. People are just hearing about it. They still don't understand how rigorous it is. About where we are, they still don't get it. The financiers and politicians only talk about it and then let go and talk about it and leave. They have nothing else to do. And we too, we talk about it, but we don't know how to realize it more broadly. Somewhere in the middle, we will meet. No. Please allow someone else. Yes.
Quiero preguntarle cómo puedo conocer la diferencia entre la percepción de la realidad y que no es una fantasía lo que estoy percibiendo.
How can we know that the perception of reality isn't fantasy but it's actually happening? How can you tell the difference? We learn about the perception of reality from science. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains scientifically how we perceive reality. We'll also have a whole lesson about it, so we'll talk more about it then. In the perception of reality that we learn, there's nothing that you need to believe. It's something that we study it and research it scientifically, and that's how we study it. Which lesson is it? Perception of reality? When is it? Lesson number 6. You stand through the end of the Congress? Okay. We'll talk about it. Yes, please. Yes.
Sí, nosotros según el tiempo que tenemos es máximo 231 años. Y pues aquí es un grupo maravilloso, inmenso, pero no es ni siquiera el 1% de esos cantidad de personas que hay en el mundo. Esta mañana hizo una semejanza de la salida del pueblo de Israel de Egipto y nosotros estamos saliendo de Egipto. Entonces, el pueblo de Israel debía de demorar un solo día y demoró 40 años. ¿Cómo debemos o qué debemos hacer
nosotros que somos ahora el pueblo de Israel y salimos de Egipto, para no demorarnos 40 años, sino solamente el día que debemos demorarnos para lograr llegar a la tierra prometida.
We have 231 years to complete our correction. And this morning you said that we're like on the exodus from Egypt. What do we do so we don't go 40 years in the desert, but do it in a day as quickly as possible? Everything we say about spirituality, about the evolution of humanity, depends on our pace. As the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us, there's a short way and a long way. A person shortens time. There is no time in spirituality. Time is a number of actions, number of corrections we have to experience. So 40 is a degree of Bina. When we begin to correct ourselves, we first correct ourselves from Malchut to Bina. Bina is a number 40. This is called the 40 years in the desert. And then from Bina, we rise up to Keter. So the whole process can take a very short time. Also, all the numbers that you have in Kabbalah that you're not allowed to study before you're 40. So what? When you begin to study it when you're 40, until you reach the barrier, until you reach the degree of Bina, and then all the corrections you have to make. All the numbers in the wisdom of Kabbalah are not years. And we can stretch it over several lifetimes, or we can shorten it to a few short years. That's it. Yes, please.
Also, wir haben schon viel gesprochen, schon, dass man keine Wahl hat. Und ich bin in einer gewissen Weise ein bisschen am Schleudern. Und zwar dahingegen, dass wir jetzt 28 Jahre in einer sehr dogmatischen Religionsgemeinschaft waren. Und wir sind also gewissermaßen durch Ängste gegangen mit Hamagedon, mit Endzeit und was so alles gibt. Und das alles hat uns also sehr bewegt und trotzdem hat es uns gezeigt, dass wir dass das nicht das Richtige ist. Also ich weiß gar nicht, wie ich es richtig sagen soll. Und jetzt, nachdem wir die seit 10 Monaten ungefähr die Kabbalah kennengelernt haben, ist uns bewusst geworden, was alles dahinter steckt. Aber trotzdem, ich kann mir noch nicht erklären, wie die lange Zeit, ich sage jetzt mal der Dunkelheit, bis jetzt kann ich nicht so richtig einordnen, warum so lang diese Zeit war, die der Dunkelheit, bis man jetzt gewissermaßen etwas ans Licht gekommen ist.
Okay, so the question is this. You talked about free choice, and he says that in the last 30 years we all lived in dogmas and religions and all kinds of fears and anxieties like Armageddon and all kinds of things that were said to happen to the world. So his question is, why did it take so long for us to develop to such a state where we came out of this exile, out of the darkness, to today's states of studying Kabbalah?
The development of the world is according to the degrees of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, It's similar to the very example we can take from nature. How long did it take our universe to stabilize? 15 billion years. How long does Earth exist? 5 billion years. How much does the still vegetative and inanimate live accordingly? And also man, which develops from savage and more he becomes more and more modern. If we talk about the speed, the development, what we have done throughout all of history till the 20th century, in the 20th century, in the last 30 years, we have doubled our nature. Afterwards, we started doubling our knowledge every few years. 5, 3, now we develop our nature every 5 years. The development of man now, in 1 year, essentially, we develop in 1 year more than what we've developed in all the 1,000 years before this. Therefore, what does it mean? That today we can hasten our spiritual development as we reach it. There is no measurement for it. When people came to Kabbalah, they want to study differently. I'm no longer suitable for them. They're much more open. They want to hear new words, as if a new method. And therefore, I think that now, with the general crisis we're in, where all of humanity is now starting to understand that it's missing a method of how to keep on living, no one knows. It will speed us up, it will push us, it will pressure us so. And I feel myself as like a woman who's in labor, who's delivering a baby. This is how I feel myself. And I understand that I don't yet have the words here and there and the simple enough explanations. I have something inside of me, but I can't bring it out. It's really like an embryo is inside and not born yet. So I hope that in the upcoming month, with the development of the crisis, with the general desire which will come from the world, when the world will feel worse, and God forbid, not that I'm waiting for it or expecting it, but this will actually develop the wisdom of correction. Let's try ourselves, think of how will we bring the proper explanation to the world and ourselves also rise correctly and bring the whole world with us. But truly, I really feel that it's not sufficient yet. I'll only give an example. Look how the wisdom of Kabbalah, look how it was expressed up to the times of the Ari, in a way that you can't understand anything. From the Ari onwards, there start Kelim, Reshimot, Partsufim, worlds, the order that he gave to it. Afterwards, Bala Sulami gave it in 3 lines, and in a more, even more scientific fashion, he wrote articles about the connection of the wisdom of Kabbalah with the world. But still, this connection, the way he writes it, it's a pretty... He wrote everything, but for us, it's still concealed. It's a pretty theoretical connection. It's still not that revealed, tied to the material. Therefore, I really anticipate the moment where it will open up for us so that we can talk about it and people will understand. That people will also understand that what we say and say, oh, it's really like that. So that everything, they will have a deficiency against each and everything we say. Immediately they'll feel a response against it. I think this should really happen in the upcoming month, according to what I feel. that this is what I think. And then we'll have an additional explanation about the method, of course. And God forbid, not something new, not a new Torah, not a new method, but an additional explanation over the method of Bala Sulam for it to be suitable and appropriate, matching for each and every one. Hello. I could say that only coming up here, asking a question, it's also transcending the ego a bit. Now to be afraid, how it will sound, and to hope that the question will help as many as possible people. My question connects a bit to other questions that were asked about the clarification of terms being used here. It's much easier for me to see what's happening here physically, that people are together and they're dancing and singing. But when we're talking about emotions, it seems to me something a bit more subjective, connection, love, maybe something that each one interprets a bit differently according to his character. So I wanted to specifically ask you, what do you mean by nullifying oneself before the group? Thank you. You talked a lot. And afterwards, there is no nullification towards the group. I didn't understand really the connection. The very same way we discover now that humanity is all of us as one man, one system. We start discovering that we are tied to one another. We don't yet understand the extent to which it influences each and every one of us. We don't see it yet. Would we had seen that we're tied to each other, then each one would have frozen on the spot, being afraid to move. Really so? Why? Because to the extent to which I bring harm upon someone else, it returns to me multiplied by the times of harm that I brought upon the whole system. Therefore, all of us would have simply frozen. Something terrible would have been revealed then. Therefore, it's concealed. And we learn gradually. It opens up for us to the extent to which we're capable of bearing this connection between us. Nullification means that I start understanding that I'm tied to the whole world in a decisive way. That here there is no like a transition between me and all the others. I determine the faith of each and every one, and all the others determine my own faith. That's how it is. Simple. So this is what we're discovering now in the world. But the Kabbalists, they've given us the knowledge about it in advance, and they said that a person who wishes to come to the purpose of creation, he has to find a group for himself, he's being brought to a group, and in that group there have to be defined laws. The very same way we discover it now to the world, the group is that very small global village, and the group is the butterfly effect. Each one depends on all the others. All have to reach the Arvut we talked about in the morning. And by the connection of Arvut between them, they reach the feeling of the upper world, the feeling of the spiritual existence, meaning they transcend the beastly body, the animal body, and start feeling themselves tied in souls and desires which are beyond their ego. This is called a soul. A soul is the power of bestowal, which we attain. That's all. I have the power of reception. It's called the beast in me. The power of bestowal, it means the soul in me. So if we are connected by the power of bestowal to each other, we connect between ourselves, then we create the very same clean which all of us are interconnected. In this clean which we're interconnected, we discover the spiritual reality. That's it. And the method of how to connect to it, it's the self-nullification. To annul myself before the group, nullify myself before the group. The Kabbalists, they explain about it. Bala Sulam, the Rabash, explains about it in many of his articles. Nullification means that I elevate the importance I raise the importance of the connection with everyone higher than my own private interest. And this is how the reality which is now revealed in the world, it obliges us to do so. And humanity will come to it, will feel that it's something that you have to do, only they won't know how to do it. And either you discover how to do it by great sufferings, which is the path of suffering as they explain to us, or by the wisdom of Kabbalah. If we hear about it and we feel it in advance and we can realize it, then we have no need for suffering. Both ways. There are two ways to the very same place, to the final connection. Two ways. Either a person learns by the beatings, or he learns from the wisdom which explains to him what to do. But both here and there, the nullification towards the group or towards humanity, it is the means. This is the means. Do we have time left? Well, we have a man who needs to ask something now. First of all, let the people from overseas, first of all, the people who come from afar. He who comes from afar, he is the one who is close. This is how it should be. And not to run around in front of the cameras. Hello, Rav. I'm Vova from Berlin. First of all, I would like to express my gratefulness, and I would like to ask a question. What could you say, or what kind of practical advice could you give to the young people who perceive these teaching quickly, this fabulous idea of Kabbalah? Maybe through my questions, I can even turn to this hall, to our family, which is coming together now. And what could you tell us? What kind of advice could you give us when the society falls into this new system of connection has to be born? This is the Hebrew translation. This is the Hebrew translation. We learn perception of reality, free choice, arvut, the revelation of his godliness, connection in the group, the wisdom of Kabbalah and other wisdoms, the reason for the crisis and the solution. All that we are in this world, all the sciences of this world, how they're connected to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and how does the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, which is the physics of the spiritual world, which talks about the power, forces, the sfirot, partzufim, olamot, worlds, meaning a science. All this, in total, brings us only to one thing, to only one thing, to rise above our egos and connect to all the others, either in a small group or in the general humanity, which doesn't know about it yet, doesn't recognize it yet, doesn't acknowledge it yet, but will come to know it in the very near future. What can I wish for you? I think that you have an opportunity, a rare opportunity. And now, during the Congress, you see how in each and every one, they're flowing through him different emotions, despairs, doubts, thoughts. You see how everything renews. I told you about it in the morning because there are many people here. Each and every one starts receiving changes on the spot, and all these changes to rise above them or to connect. Transcend, connect. Transcend and connect. This is actually the work we could do together, vigorously, with all our might, and then we will succeed. I now see really that waves are going through each and through all of us. Let's transcend, return to the same intention we started the day with. To this lightness, despite the coarseness, the oviut we started to feel together, this is excellent. It means that we are worthy of rising a bit further and will succeed. L'chaim.
Shir.
A song.
Yeah.